Something Very Scary by Catherine Renner. It was a sunny Monday morning when Sammy knocked on the principal's door. "Kia ora, Sammy," said Mrs. Natai. "Kia ora, Mrs. Natai," said Sammy. "There's something very scary hiding under room 10. It has lots of shiny yellow eyes, and it hisses." "Something very scary?" said Mrs. Natai. "I wonder what it is. Let's go and have a look." Mrs. Natai cautiously peered into the hole. 8 eyes peered back. Mrs. Natai smiled. "Don't worry, Sammy. I'll get them out," she said, striding back to her office. Mrs. Natai came back with some ham and her fishing net. She hid behind the bushes and waited and waited. But nothing happened. "Animals in my school? No way," growled Mr. Breeze, the caretaker. "I'll get them out." Mr. Breeze came back with a cardboard box and a plate of sardines. He opened the box and slid the plate inside. He placed it carefully by the hole. He hid behind the bushes and waited and waited. But nothing happened. "I think I know how to get them out," said Mrs. Jones, the librarian. A few minutes later, she returned with a saucer of milk. She quietly placed it in front of the hole. She hid behind the bushes and waited and waited. But still nothing happened. "We'll get them out," laughed the children from room 10. On pieces of string, the children tied crinkly, sparkly paper. The paper twirled and danced like butterflies in the wind. It tossed and teased, it sparkled and spun. Then, one by one, out of the hole they came. 1, 2, 3, 4. They pounced and played. They frisked and frolicked. "They're not very scary at all," smiled Sammy.